The book of Malachi is an interesting and an intriguing book. It's not very long, it's only 4 chapters, and it's an easy read. It's set in a time when the Jews are defeated, the temple in Jerusalem destroyed, and the Israelites are taken to Babylon into captivity. And when they are released, a remnant returns to Jerusalem in about 538 BC. And they rebuild the temple, which is finished about 516 BC. It wasn't until about 444 BC that the wall around Jerusalem was rebuilt under the supervision of the prophet Nehemiah. By that time, the Israelites had been back home from Babylon for about 100 years. Now, the exile had cured them of some of their idolatry, but not all of it. By this time, they were neglecting the house of God. The priests had become lazy and degenerate. The sacrifices they were offering were not without blemish, but diseased, lame, blind, and the tithes were being totally neglected. The people had turned their back on had turned back to their old practice of marrying their idolatrous neighbors, and divorce had become widespread. So the Jews, God's favored nation, who had settled in to wait for God to restore them to their former glory, are now receiving news from the prophet Malachi that the Messiah would come, but it would mean judgment instead of glory. We have just turned the corner in the church year. We just had Reformation Day, All Saints Day, and now we head to the last Sunday in the church year and the new season of Advent. And we prepare for the coming of the Lord. There's double emphasis in those words. And as much as Christmas and the coming of our newborn King looms in our near future, Judgment Day can be and should be the focus for the next few weeks. In many Bibles, a heading over this portion of Scripture, Malachi chapter 4, is the great day of the Lord. In this last chapter, Malachi, the closing words of the New Testament, Malachi mentions the day 4 times in 3 verses, in verse 1, in verse 3, and in verse 5. The day can only refer to one thing, Judgment Day, and it refers to it 4 times in the closing verses of the Old Testament, which proves to us how important it is, and that we must pay attention to this. So let's take a quick walk through these 6 verses of Malachi chapter 4, starting at verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. The first thing that I noticed when I read that is that there are 2 groups, believers and unbelievers. This reminds me of the portion of chapter from Matthew chapter 25 and the final judgment and the sorting of the sheep from the goats. Here, too, are 2 groups that are sorted, one to burning and to stubble, and the other to healing and restoration, joy like calves leaping from a stall. Having worked on a farm in central Wisconsin for several years after high school, I can attest to the silliness and the jumping that those calves do when they are released from their pens after being cooped up all winter. And as a volunteer fireman and first responder during those same years, I can also attest to the intense heat and the destructive power of flames. Even through the protective gear, it can at times be almost too much to bear. I wouldn't wish death by fire on anyone. This is such a great reminder to us to continue our witnessing efforts. Continuing with verse 3. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I act as the Lord of hosts, remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all of Israel. The wicked, those who have been historically oppressing the righteous, God's people, will now be the ones that are treaded upon, crushed under the soles of the feet of the martyrs. Malachi wanted to remind the righteous that the victory or the triumph depicted here was only possible for them if they remembered the law of Moses. Now, for us to remember the law of Moses is not just to remember the Ten Commandments, but all of God's word, not just the letter, but the spirit of the law, like Jesus reminded us. And not just to remember them as in the memory, like we do the books of the Bible or our ABCs, but to use God's law in all of our decision-making processes and in our life's practices. That's not always easy. Sometimes our sinful nature gets in the way. It is a struggle. But through Malachi, God is calling his people to straighten up, to look up, and to faith in God's gracious forgiveness. Moving on to verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with utter destruction. So who is this Elijah the prophet Malachi is referring to? The prophet Elijah actually lived 400 years before the prophet Elijah, and you can read about him in 2 Kings. But Elijah is also mentioned in the Gospel of Luke, when the angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah in the temple and tells Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and that his son's name will be John, and that he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before them in power and the spirit of Elijah, to turn their hearts of their fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the people a Lord, or to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. And so the Elijah that Malachi is actually predicting is John the Baptist, who will proclaim and urge the people to repent. But even more than that, he will point the people to Jesus and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings." How about you? What is your life pointing at? Do you have an eager heart for Jesus to come again? For the last day? Are you ready for that day? It's hard. It's tough. There's so much to do and so little time. Our lives are complicated. Sometimes money is short. There may even be times when you doubt God's love because of what's going on in your life and how things in this world perhaps seem so unjust. Like the people in Malachi's day, it's easy to give God second best, prioritize other things in your life before God. And we may not be really eager for the sun to rise on the last day because we're not who we should be. We should know better. the evidence of our need, of those in need around us. It's all around us. When the Son of Righteousness arises, when Jesus comes back again, what will he think of us? What will he think of me? God doesn't want you to be in doubt, be unprepared, or fear the last day. As John the Baptist pointed to the Lamb of God at the Jordan, we too remember the Lamb who washed us clean at the baptismal font with the water and the word. We remember the words of absolution when our sins are forgiven by the pastor, as if Christ said the words of absolution himself. And at the altar, we sing, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, right before Christ comes to us in his body and his blood, giving us forgiveness, life, and salvation. His forgiveness proclaimed to us at the beginning of the divine service, his forgiveness washed over us as we remember our baptism, and his forgiveness placed into our mouths in his supper answers us this question. When the Son of Righteousness rises, when Jesus comes back again, what will he think of me? It's the same as he thinks of you now, as he rises upon you now. You are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are his. That day really will be a dawning of a new day for you, a great and awesome day of joy. Until that day comes for you, you can live in the confidence of forgiveness of sin and of joy, knowing that whenever that day comes, you are ready. Amen.